Blog Talk Radio.
That time again. It's 9 o'clock here in Wisconsin, and this is Fernando. Welcome to my show, and Fernando Fernandez show. Number 347-884-8125. That's the number that you want to call if you want to participate. Also, if I can get the chat room going, yeah, it is going now. Taking forever to load up. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPonianteShow. So just go in there, and you should be able to chat with me live from Wisconsin. So what to talk about tonight? You know, there's a lot of news out there that I want to talk about. I just figured like maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 or something like that, and I don't want to... spend a lot of time in, you know, with one topic, because I do have to play some music and, you know, get some Q&A from the callers, and hold on a second here, the windows, the Blog Talk Radio window chat room's not logging up. Let me refresh that real quick, and you should be good to go. Para bing, para bing. That's right. First thing we're going to talk about is Oregon says no to chemotherapy. Instead, they're offering assistance or assisted suicide. I don't know. I was reading that, and I'm actually, you know, kind of appalled. I was just like, wow, you know. We'll talk about that. I'll play some video, and I'm going to let you hear that. Let me listen to it so you can hear it. That's what I meant. You'd be shocked. Or you will be shocked. Now, Obama administration is actually reported that it's coming to the U.S. Gitmo trials. Actually, the people in Gitmo is actually they're going to be to a city near you. Check on that. Actually, there are dozens of them, and they have been referred to federal prosecutors for possible criminal trials. Those in Eastern Seaboard locations, actually. So the Obama administration is going to send those Guantanamo detainees into all over the United States soil. So that's going to take place. I don't know when, but we'll talk about that. Maybe you can weigh in on that and help me out on that. What do you think? And stuff. Also. Actually, there's some posters out there that's been spotted. Obama portraying as a Joker, as the Joker, actually the Joker on the movie The Dark Knight. You know, with that white face and lipsticks on that thing, and there's a socialism in the bottom part of it. You know, it's not funny, but I don't know. I mean, who would do such things like this? But we'll talk about that. If you can weigh in on that. Actually, we're going to be talking about vitamin D deficiency in kids. A study finds a vitamin D deficiency in kids, or there's a vitamin deficiency in kids. That's what I'm trying to say. They said about 70% of U.S. children have low levels of vitamin D. So we'll talk about that and we'll weigh in on that, and hopefully some of you guys can call in and comment on that. One thing is also jobless women sues college for tuition. Wow, because they can't find a job. Well, you know, it's making it sound like she's the only one doing that, but actually, this she's Trina Thompson has filed a lawsuit last week against Monroe College in the Bronx, Supreme Court. The 27-year-old is seeking actually $70,000 that she spent on tuition. And, you know, if she can do that, I think everyone has the right to sue their college or to file a lawsuit on, against them. So, also, bank teller chases robber and then loses her job. Well, loses his job. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. But there was a Seattle bank teller has lost his job because he ran down and chased the robber and held him until police arrived, but she got fired for it. So, well, you know, weigh in on that and also on the Web 2.0 news. And actually, I don't know if you guys know, the Tiger Woods, actually, apparently, his, you know, unfortunate things happened on him. Actually, the fart, you know, he farted on on the green, actually. I didn't see the thing. I didn't get to see the video because it's been, I think the PGA kind of yanked it out of YouTube. But, you know, it's not going to stop people from downloading that. I mean, you're going to be able to find that. There's a lot of video sites out there. I think you should be able to find it. You know, it's not a thing, but it's funny because, you know, and it's Tiger Woods, you know. We'll talk about that, and as soon as I get my chat room going, and then we'll talk to you guys. Now we'll open up the line, and we'll see. We'll welcome Winston once
Hey,
happy. What up? How's the Mississippi?
I'm doing great. Real great.
Great. You sound tired, man. What did you do?
No, I just woke up.
Oh, you just woke up. No
yeah.
Wonder you stay up that late because you sleep during the day.
That's right. I got to get back in bed. That's why I'm trying to stay up. I try my best to stay up the whole 24 hours to get my sleep back, and it's just not working out for some odd reason.
Yeah. And once you go back to school, that's, you know.
Yeah,
that
starts Thursday. This week. And it's bad. Because I'm probably going to be late for school. Probably going to be, you know, so it's just horrible. I have to wake up 6 in the morning anyway because my mom is working at the school. And it's just horrible.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So let's get into the news. And I want to, you know, mix and dissect the news a little bit here. And we'll move on. Again, if you want to call in and participate, 347-884-8125, that's the number you want to call. And let's welcome my co-host. Welcome back, Dawn. Dawn, as in
hello.
As in sunrise. Dawn. Where are you?
Yep, that's right. Huh?
I heard your what do you call that? Your radio show today. That you said goodbyes, right?
Yeah. I'm joining. I'm gonna have. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're coming on board with me. So, I'm glad that you did that. But anyway, you know, Dawn and Winston, hang on a second. We'll pick up. Hold on a second here.
About Tiger Woods.
Yes.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
you like that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Like that Tiger Woods?
What? Are you kidding me?
Did you get to see that? But
I got to hear it. Yeah.
Did you get to hear it?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, the news. Here we go. Well, you know, this is proving once again the internet. You know, memes don't always rank high on the IQ scale, but they're funny though. They're very entertaining. But right now, it's actually the most searched video on Google. It's actually Tiger Woods farting. fart clip. Yeah, which purports to show Tiger Woods breaking wind at the Buick Open 2009. Others argue that sound comes from off the green. Like, who would do that? Like, frog, maybe? It would also be among YouTube's most viewed videos if the PGA... Well, PGA actually pulled it, yanked it out of the YouTube, so you can't, like, really view it from YouTube. But you should be able to find it, like, maybe in Daily Motion, Meta Cafe, or something like that. And it, because of the copyright infringements. So, the, you know, I mean, if you guys miss it, I should be able to find that. So it's funny, shareable moments are bound to be passed around because, you know, it's Tiger Woods. It's Tiger Woods. So what do you think? This tells you that Tiger Woods is a human being. Is that right, Winston?
Yeah, it kind of does because I don't know if it's rude or not. I guess it is, but it's kind of funny, too. And the fact that, you know, how many times do you see a pro athlete fart in the middle of when he's performing, you know, like when he's playing a game, you know?
I mean, I bet you, I can guarantee you, all the football players, basketball players do it, you know? They do it. It's just, you can't just, like, catch them because, you know, when you're playing golf with PGA, you know, when you're popular as Tiger Woods, you know, and when you're about to take a swing, I mean, everything, you can hear a pin drop. You can hear a pin drop when you're about to take a swing. I mean, and when you swing, have you ever played golf, Winston?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so when you swing, when you're like that focused and you're trying to swing, I don't care what you had the night before or what you like the meal or, I mean, maybe you had like guacamole or beans or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, when you're like that focused and you're about to take a swing and... You know, and you get that, you know, you get that little ump, you know, and that would, I mean, I can guarantee you that he's not the only one that ever happened to, you know what I mean? I mean, he's not the only one that ever recorded, I don't know if he ever recorded, but I can guarantee you Vijay Singh would have done it, or, Palmer would have done that, but what's your take on that, Winston?
I don't know. That's,
You don't know? You want to try it? See if you can, at least, you know, at least beat him on the farting?
Okay, look at this.
And you can beat him on the green.
Okay, listen to this. This got my name in here where the fart is. Tiger, this is it. Fred Winston, Tiger Woods fart of the day. And it's got, I mean, it looked like Tiger Woods had farted on the green before. That's what I'm looking at. Look, it's like he did it before and over again. You ever heard of that?
No. I mean, I did. I almost like to see if I can find him. But I was watching him earlier, but actually the video is no longer available.
It ain't? Wow.
Due to a copyright claim by PGA Tour.
Yeah. You know.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
Hey, we spent enough on that Tiger Woods part. That should be gone and Well, let's move on. Well, I never asked Don. What do you think? I mean, you know, just because of Tiger Woods, and they making big deal out of this part, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I was gonna say publicity stunt, you know.
Yeah. Well, and pretty soon there's gonna be people.
He didn't do it
pretty
on purpose,
soon.
But I'm just saying that, like, you know, people so. Like want to publicize it because he's famous.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, pretty soon there's gonna be people coming out and saying, "Hey, I smell this part."
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah,
but true. Yeah.
Febreze.
Some Febreze.
Just keep it in his pocket. Just keep it in his little bag out there. Every time you do it, excuse me, folks.
Right. maybe they have to be able to bleep that, you know?
Beep. Excuse me.
Excuse me. They had to bleep, if they have to rebroadcast, they had to bleep it.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, what do you think of this? The Obama administration, actually, they come into solution that, you know, they go into, they might be, you know, some detainees might be coming to your way, Winston.
Wow.
From, getting with detainees, yeah. They say something about in Midwest, Midwest, East Coast, and I mean throughout the United States. So it's gonna happen. So what say you? Let's go with you first, Winston.
That's scary. because I'm not gonna talk about the Missy prisons, but I'm gonna talk about them anyway. But see, our prisons are not designed to deal with people like that. Our prisons are designed to keep people from, like, temporarily. We have prisons as far as, like, Flowood. That would be the maximum security, and it's pretty big. It's around 45,000 square feet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of big, and I don't know if it's going to be able. I don't know if the people are going to be able to deal with that, you know, if something happens, you know, the tricks of the trade and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of scary just to make these people just jump into it.
Right. And the thing is, they want to protect them because they don't want, you know, they're going to put them in a maximum prison, but they don't want them mixed up with the, you know, felons and other felons, you know.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee they'll probably get killed in there, you know.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Let's say a couple weeks from now, you know, maybe 10 or 20 or detainees coming to Wisconsin, Don. I mean, what do you think? What are you gonna do?
How many detainees altogether are they releasing?
There's a couple hundreds. It's a lot, yeah.
I was going to say that I don't think they're going to put them all in the same. I think they're going to, like, well, a wise decision would be to separate them, you know, be, like, one in each prison, like, throughout the United States. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that way they're by themselves. They don't have, like, anybody to plot with and things like that. And like you said, it's for their protection, and then, you know, maybe they will be, like, think about, maybe they don't want people to know, you know, what they did, you know.
Mm.
So I think that would be a wise decision for the government to put them singly, you know, into each prison.
That makes sense. This is unstoppable. I mean, it's, you know, you can't really do anything about it, you know. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, I mean, what do you think we should do, Winston? Do we have any steps to take, or call your,
state
representative?
We need training.
Hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to get paid more because their life is more in danger now than it already was. Because we have terrorists. We got terrorists that wants to kill him now. And now the fact is, I think he should be paid a little bit more because he's dealing with this stuff, you know. And if you know Mississippi, we don't have that many killers as far as serial killers, and we really don't have to, you know, but we have some people like, you know, do murders, especially in Jackson. But, I mean, it's hardly just minor cases, though. It's not like somebody just stabbed her or I ran over her and I ran away. You know, so it's like that. And it's nothing like, I killed you. I'm going to go kill your mother now. I'm going to go kill your sister now. And I'm going to love doing it. We don't have that kind of psychotic.
I'm going to love every single one of us.
yeah.
Every single moment. But, Don, what do you, let's see, should we contact our, like, you know, state representative or our governor or anything like that?
I found out that actually if you want to contact your representative, yeah, phone call is good, you know, and email is good, but I think, like, the best is a handwritten letter or even a postcard, you know, but then I think that a phone call would definitely, you know, want to double your effort, make a phone call first, and then send your postcard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that, Fernanda? Do you think that we should contact our representative?
I think if you want to voice your opinion, yes. You know, I mean, don't expect, you know, more than that. You know, because that's going to go, I mean, it's again, like I said earlier, it's unstoppable. Can't really stop this, you know. Just like, you know, like stimulus package, you know, a stimulus thing in there. I mean, you can talk about it, but it's unstoppable. It's going to get spent, you know. I mean, it's, and if it's bad for economy, it's, you know, economy is just going to go down the drain. It's unstoppable. So the things you can do, though, you know, as far as, like, the two things, the, you know, like Winston is saying that, you know, be prepared, you know. If you near, like we have a prison cell like in Boston area there, which is like 30 minutes away from here, you know. I mean, there's a possibility they may put them over there. I mean, you know, if you don't like it, if you don't feel uncomfortable, I mean, if you feel like you're safe or you're not, your family's being in danger because you're really close to that prison, I mean, move out, you know, move to a different state, you know. When it comes to what I'm saying about the economy, you know, think about your future. I mean, think about 5-10 years from now and maybe invest on something. Maybe do something that that would benefit you 5-10 years from now, you know, when the economy goes down. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, would you agree, Winston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I agree.
I'm glad that you agree. Now, I'm gonna play a clip over here, and it's gonna take maybe like 2 minutes. So you just gotta bear with me here, and we'll talk about this. This is kind of a mind, you know. I mean, I'm disturbed by this. In Oregon, actually, and we all knew that it would come to this, you know. And Oregon actually insisted on passing its what they called assisted suicide laws. You know, and it doesn't take much for assisted suicide to go from a humane option to a cost-saving device, especially when the state pays for the medical care, you know. And so one patient in Oregon got a letter that made this all too clear. And when the same letter rejecting her request for what he called a life-extending chemotherapy, because I guess he has cancer, Oregon offered her a physician, they called, quote-unquote, physician aid in dying. In other words, you know, she offered her of the one heaping helping of death. So it's not funny, but it's just like, and see, the thing is, the guy, I think, the spokesperson over behind this, and it's just saying, we're not saying that, you know. So the doctor interviewed, actually, by news stations, And he seems offended by the suggestion that the Oregon would decide to save a few bucks by denying expensive health care and offering a case of, you know, the hemlock in its place. However, saving money was the race in the tear. You know, I don't know if you guys know that. It's a single payer system, and incentives and all that towards that decision because of, you know, of her situation. I don't know what to do. Maybe the doctor gave her like maybe a year or 2 years to live, but. Regardless, this is a human being, you know. So I'm gonna play this real quick, and I'll take your you know, opinion on that. So, and listen very carefully, though, Jose. Yeah, the player is gonna load up right now, but there you go.
Says no to chemotherapy and yes to assisted suicide. In a letter to a Eugene cancer patient, the state explains it will not cover the cost of her chemo, but it will pay for doctor-assisted suicide.
Quite a story. K2 Susan Harding investigates how this one letter is raising big questions about the health plan's priorities.
Can you say hi? Oh, yeah. Wag that tail.
Barbara Wagner has one wish for more time.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to die. I've got things I'd still like to do.
Her doctor offered hope in this bottle, the new chemotherapy drug, Tarceva.
Like my doctor said, maybe this can put the lid on it and stop it.
That hope shattered with this letter from the Oregon Health Plan telling her we were unable to approve the cancer treatment. It will pay for comfort care, including physician aid in dying, better known as assisted suicide.
I told them, you know, I said, who do you guys think you are? You know, to say that you'll pay for my dying, but you won't pay to help me possibly live longer.
We took her concerns to Dr. Sam Saha, chairman of the commission that sets policy for the Oregon Health Plan.
She says, to say to someone, we'll pay for you to die, but not pay for you to live. I don't think anyone's saying that. That's, I think, maybe an unfortunate interpretation of the letter.
Assisted suicide critic Dr. William Poffler calls the message disturbing.
People deserve
relief of their suffering, not giving them an overdose.
And he says the state has a financial incentive to offer death instead of life. Chemotherapy drugs like Tarceva cost $4,000 a month.
$4,000.
Drug assisted suicide costs less than $100.
Is it cheaper?
So let me get in there real quick, and I think it's what it's trying to do. It's like the bottle, for the chemotherapy is cost like $4,000, and the assisted, what they call assisted in dying, it's just poison, I guess. It's only $100. So I think what they're trying to do is Dr. Asaha, you know, well, oh, he's like looking up in the ceiling when he was trying to say that, though. We're not saying that. He's looking up in the ceiling. Suggesting maybe that would cost or save a lot of money, you know, the state a lot of money. So we got about an hour, a minute and 47 seconds left. So continue on.
To pay for somebody to die and to help them live?
That is not a question that we think about. We don't think about investing our healthcare dollars in that way.
Yet when thinking about patients like Barbara Wagner, Dr. Saha admits they must consider the state's limited dollars.
If we invest thousands and thousands of dollars in one person's days to weeks, yet we are taking away those dollars from someone. So you look at average, you say it's just a few weeks. But that's true. It's not true for everybody. Okay, some people have incredible responses.
At the Willamette Valley Cancer Center, where Wagner gets her care, the medical director says the Oregon Health Plan has not kept up with the dramatic changes in chemotherapy.
We could be denying somebody years of their life.
Absolutely, you could.
Even for those with advanced cancer, new chemotherapy drugs can extend life. Yet the Oregon Health Plan offers coverage for chemo that cures cancer, not if it can prolong a patient's life.
We're looking at today's treatment, 2008 treatment, but we're using 1993 standards. When the Oregon Health Plan was created, it was 15 years ago. And there were not all the chemotherapy drugs that there are today.
Like Tarceva, that can add years to some patients' lives.
If there is a chance, if there's any kind of a chance at all, can we try it instead of just saying, no, you're not worth it?
Patients who are denied coverage can appeal the decision. In Wagner's case, she appealed twice and lost both times. Her doctors contacted the pharmaceutical company, Genentech, which agreed to give her the medication without charging her. But doctors tell us that is very unusual for a company to give away such expensive medication.
So just by her appearing in that the news, and actually, that's, you know, the pharmaceutical say, yeah, we'll give you the thing, and kind of a, you know, smooth it out, and you know how that thing works, man. Let me go with you, Winston's, real quick. I mean, what do you make up out of it, man? What do you say to this?
Wow, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to anything. You know, there's a lot of people when they tell you have cancer, and they tell us like you know the doctor would tell you you only have 2 to 3 years to live, and you know, and they treat you, and unfortunately they treat you like you're like a computer or an object that's about to expire, you know. The doctor is not even bothering anything, like looking for any alternative out there. Like that lady was saying in the end there, you know, they're not giving you, they don't want to give you an alternative, saying so let's try that, let's try this, you know. It's more kind of like a black and white thing. So Don, what do you think? Do you think she would file a case against those pharmaceuticals, and maybe she can get some dollar amount on that?
What pharmaceutical? The chemotherapy pharmaceutical?
Yeah.
Or the
yeah.
death pharmaceutical? Okay.
Well, they both. I think they both in the same. Different.
I would say that I don't think she would have a case, but she could partition them, say that, you know, can you give it to me at a cheaper price? You know.
Well, they're giving her free stuff now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, you know, in general, anybody. I don't think that if she sues them that she'll have a case, because it's not their fault that the government won't approve it. you know, what they need to do is they need to lower the price maybe. But I have some comments on some other things. Can I say that?
Right.
Okay. Maybe this is a glimpse of the health care that Obama is proposing, or, you know, the legislators are proposing, because, okay, they want a state-run or health, like government-run health care, right? But now health care is not paying for the treatment to get better. So what's going to happen? So I think that the people that are on government assistance, I understand they're tight on money and stuff like that, but I think people are going to have to go back to, you know, to prayer. There are people on medicine that do pray, you know, but also they might need to look to, like, what God set, you know, out there, like, eat healthy, things like that. And I personally, I think that if it was me, I would personally take OPC3 and some aloe vera juice. You can find it at shoppingsuperhighway.com. We can't guarantee it's a cure, but it would help your body to kind of, like, try to get better at least. And it would be natural, you know, and it's a lot cheaper than that $4,000 a month. So that's right. What I would suggest, you know, and that's what I would
okay.
say.
Well, so. Let's move on, shall we? Shall we not? Mother finds her baby son, actually, up for adoption on Craigslist.
Wow.
Yeah. The mother messages the mother actually horrified when she found her 7-month-old child's photo on popular promotion site, you know, the Craigslist, and advertising his own adoption.
Wow.
And, it says that Boston's actually reports that a stranger alerted Jenny Brennan of Abington, Massachusetts, to the photo, which involved her 7-month-old named Jake, an online adoption scam. The ad read, cute baby boy for adoption. He's very healthy and ready for adoption. For more, you come back to us. What? So Brandon responded to the ad, receiving an email describing her son as Canadian, but currently living in an African orphanage. Wow. She said the photo was from her family's blog. She said, I know he wasn't being physically harmed and no one was going to come to our door and try to take him, but I felt this likeness was being violated. You know, so, and she alerted the FBI and everything like that, and I think they're going to, you know, find out who's behind all of this, you know, this scam. I think, whoever's behind it, they're just trying to get, you know, the money up front and run. Winston, would you agree?
Yeah, of course. You know, as always, I mean, Craigslist is I wouldn't say a bad thing, I bet, but that's where most people go when they look at it, scam people, because you can go back, this goes back to 2002, people's trying to scam people, and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and from standpoint, it is, I mean, actually, now, what is Craigslist? I don't know, I've never been on Craigslist, but is it like a shopping thing?
No, it's Craigslist is just like a market, advertising, you know, where you can pinpoint your location as, like, you know, locally, like, let's say Madison's Craigslist or Mississippi, what city you're from, you know, stuff like that, and you'll see things like giveaways, you'll see things like, you know, business for sales and garage sales, yada, 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 so on and so forth, you know, like a big advertising stuff.
Yeah, but that's kind of sad, though. I wonder, will he be treated a felony charge? Does it mean? Will that be considered a felony charge?
FBI is behind that. Is that trying to, I don't know what they're going to do, but that's what, you know, when they find out, you know, who's behind this. I mean, it's that, you know, they're going to have to do something. Well, the thing is, it says an African orphanage, though. So, you know, they're more likely to, like, maybe the perpetrators may be coming from Africa, like Nigeria, you know, like, because all the Nigerian scam and all the scams going over there, you know. I mean, I'm not just saying that, you know, picking on Nigeria, but that's, you know, I'm just going by the fact that all the scams and all that lottery scams and Nigerian scams came from that. So, what do you, let's say, you know, let's say you find yourself like being on an adoption page, Winston. I mean, what would you do? Let's say
Wow.
Let's say you didn't put up your picture, like someone went up to your, Facebook and plaster and the Craigslist and says, adopt this kid. would you adopt yourself?
I would probably insert my foot in somebody's butthole. But other than that, I would be in shock from the standpoint because you live in these small towns, you really don't have people that does that. Mm. But I understand if I'm in a big town.
Yep.
It's understandable, but in the end,
right.
It's not. So.
Right. Before I go to you, Don, let me get a caller over here calling from, I think, this is Dylan. This is Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Not much.
Not much. I saw your pictures on Craigslist and saying that you're being adopted, and you're up for adoption. Don't you agree?
Huh?
Your picture. I saw your pictures up on. Have you been to Craigslist? Craigslist.com? No. But anyway, this is what we're talking about. You missed it. But we're talking about there's a baby boy, a 7-month-old baby boy actually is up for adoptions on Craigslist, and the mom found the ad, and that she's really, appalled by it, and she said that, she doesn't think that the kids or the baby's in danger or anything like that. But what do you think? I mean, what do you think? FBI's on it, but what do you think we should do to stop that? Dylan, yeah, what do you think? Did you just wake up too, just like Winston? Did you? Were you taking a long nap too?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You mean you gotta go take a nap and wake up? It's 9:38. It's almost 10 o'clock. So, Don, what do you think? So you have 11 kids. I mean, what do you think? Will you find your baby boy or baby girl up for adoptions? And what do you do next?
I would be upset. I would be like watching kids even more closely because I can see where you're saying is. My first thought was not that it's a scam, actually. But I guess in a way it could be because they'll probably say that they have to spend like $3,000 or something for a plane ticket for the baby to be escorted over there or maybe even more, and then that part would be a scam because it says an African orphanage. But if it was not said anything about African orphanage, even still I would want to watch my kids even more. But what I'm saying is that if somebody puts a kid up for adoption, like, that's not their own, perhaps they're waiting for a buyer, and then they might try to kidnap your kid.
Good point. Good point. Let's say the scammers were, in the States, and the buyer would pay, maybe $500,000. I mean, they would try to steal your kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Yeah, good point there. So, report. I mean, you can't really, anyone just have access to your, blogs or Facebook or family photos and stuff like that. The thing is just, keep your heads up and, report to your authority right away as soon as you find it. But, anyway, the posters, actually, let's move on here. Posters spotted portraying Obama as the Joker of the Dark Knight. President Obama's being called, a lot of things. And this is probably the first time any campaign has tried to peg him as a flat-out creepy, I said. And there's a poster of him, painted with a white face, white as a ghost, and, just like the Joker, just like the Joker from the Dark Knight.
Wow.
And it's unclear who is producing and distributing the sinister poster. They come, they come as a Democrats, Republicans, with the word socialism in the bottom part of it. Maybe Ken's doing this. Ken Pettigrew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winston, what do you think? I mean, this is to you. I mean, I don't know what you believe. I don't know what you believe on Obama and everything. Do you think they got, you know, they're out of line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you might know me. If you know me out there,
we agree. They can't, you know, they're, you know, being like, you know, they're getting out of line. In a,
yeah.
Comparing him as the Joker. I mean, the Joker is like, and he wants to kill everybody.
But I think they went out of line there.
Don, what do you think? Have you seen a movie, The Dark Knight and the crazy Joker?
Yeah,
killing his colleagues and killing everyone and everyone. You know, he just want to get, you know, for some personal gain.
Yeah,
they're out of line.
I think they're out of line, but I don't. Yeah, I think they're out of line. It's just that, I don't know. There's a lot of things that's been happening over the past few months. It's like really, you know, it's really something, you know.
Right.
Really, something could happen so fast.
Yeah, Dylan, what do you think? Do you think they're out of line? I mean, who do you think is doing it? Anti-Obama movement, or do you think it's just like a plain, prank, whatever? Someone's playing doctors, whatever, call that game.
Operation.
Operation. Yeah. Are you playing Operation?
It must be.
Nope. From my end, it sounds like somebody's got a turkey calling.
All right. So Dylan, do you think this is a prank, or do you think they're trying to send a message to people?
I just believe it's just a little prank.
Yeah, I strongly believe. I think it's just a prank. I think there's, you know, nothing, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous being comparing him to the Joker. Although, here's my point on that. I mean, a lot of people think, even here, you know, where I live right now. I mean, you know, like even the homecoming games and stuff, you know, they even painted, like, their school, the town with the, you know, why so serious kind of slogan in it. You know, school, the whole school. It says why so serious with the smiley face and a question mark for their homecoming football game. And because a lot of, and sadly, because, you know, they think, you know, the Joker and all that, what he did in the movie, thought, you know, they think it's the coolest thing ever. You know, they think it's okay to be depressed. Even Heath Ledger, I think, you know, kind of consumed by that character, you know. That's why he, you know, overdosed on pills, and because he was basically depressed, you know what I mean? So, no, I mean, I think they went out, the way out, of they went out of line on this, but, you know, I think there, you know, there's a lot of people who think this is the coolest thing ever, because it's, you know, yeah, he's like the Joker, you know.
Yeah.
Fernando.
Did you hear about this? This is breaking news. I don't know if it's breaking or not because I've been asleep half the day. But if you heard about this, former President Bill Clinton is going to North Korea to negotiate for the release of two U.S. journalists, a source says. So he's going to North Korea.
Yeah, what is he going to do? Give him LeBron James basketball?
He might give him like a discount to Hooters.
Yeah. This kind of Hooters, yeah. Well, a shirt that says I love Hooters. It's political stunt by Bill Clinton. I think, you know, I think he needs to step out and, you know, get him. You know, I know that he's the ex president and all that, but I don't think he has the authority, you know, to do that.
Exactly.
You know, he needs to like let it go, step back and.
End up messing it up, you know. That's the person we need to send over there, the person that, you know, wow, the controversy, you know, my hand to him. It's the person that we need to send over there, you know, wow.
Right, exactly. Let's touch up on this real quick, because I know it's running out of time. I'm not even going to play the music right now. I don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. Now, Study Finds...
Yeah, a study finds, actually, this come on AOL, I found this on AOL, a study finds vitamin D deficiency in kids. It is about, they said about 70% of U.S. children have low vitamin D, and puts them in a higher risk for bone and heart disease. Researchers said today that they said they expected the prevalence of vitamin D deficiency would be high, but the magnitude of the problem nationwide was shocking, said Dr. Juhi Kumar of Children's Hospital of Montefiore Medical Center. Cases of rickets, actually, they have not seen, and have not, there's no findings in a couple years, you know, like in 10 years, but actually, you know, it's showing up now, it's going to show in a couple of years because of the bone disease in infants caused by low vitamin D levels. So they actually up the vitamin D intakes for the infants and kids. You know, that's what they the experts were saying. And then the new finding, a nationwide study that adds to growing, it's growing evidence that children as well as many adults also lack the vitamin D because of, especially those people that live in Midwest or and up, like Canada, you know, that does not, you know, not really exposed to sun that much. And actually poor diet, and it goes hand in hand with that. And, you know, so, and they tell you to go like, and drink more milk. They tell you to drink more milk, go out more, and what do you call that? Eat more food that has a lack of a lot of vitamin C and magnesium. Let's go with you, Winston's, real quick. I know that you think that vitamin D you find on beer, but what's your take on this? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good logic, but also you know you get vitamin D from the sun too.
Right, yeah, the sunshine.
So, exactly. So, if you just stay out there in the sun long enough, I'm pretty sure you're going to get the daily amount that you need. You know, if you're like a worker outside, of course, you know, you're going to get enough vitamin D. But I guess it's kind of better to drink milk and get it in a form
in medical,
and in that form.
See, the thing is, in medical field, we're arguing with you that if you go out there in the sun long enough, more than 10 minutes, without sunscreens or anything like that, you're get a skin cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can't really win. So, vitamin the sun, actually, you get the vitamin D in there, but however, there is no, calcium that they, you know, for bones and stuff.
For your bones, yeah, when you take milk.
Your bones. Dylan, let's go with you real quick. I mean, What do you do? Just kind of go outside and sunbathe, and then go inside and smack yourself in the head with something. What are you taking this? I mean, he says rickets. I mean, rickets is a bone disease that it was not. You know, it was actually, you know, it's not found like 10 years ago, I think, and now it's starting to show on kids. I mean, what do you think? Do you think kids should like eat more cow? Or go underneath the cow and start sucking on the cow?
I get enough sun, I do believe, because, you know, my brother.
Wow.
Please put that youngin somewhere.
All right. I think that's Don's 11's kid. Go ahead. Continue on, Dylan.
My brother has 4 chicken houses and 140 acres cross fence with cows and stuff, so I pretty much get enough sun in the day. But, I mean, should go outside. You shouldn't stay hemmed up inside all day.
Exactly. I mean, in Mississippi. But the thing is, see, you know, it's not even, you know, I mean, you can make your schedule and going outside. Hey, I'm going to go outside today. What if, you know, you don't get that, like, you know, like, let's say tomorrow it's going to be, like, you know, cloudy, and you don't get that. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people says, you know, you drink raw milk, you know, but again, the medical field would argue with you that drinking raw milk would have, you know, they have a lot of live bacteria and really bad for you, and that's why they put, you know, a lot of, that's why they pasteurize. Anyway, Don, real quick, what do you think of vitamin D deficiency in kids? I mean, I know that your kids are really healthy, I think. But what do you think? What do you say?
Actually, like I said before, Market America, the company that I'm independent distributor of, they're always keeping up with their trends, ahead of the trends. And we have actually Isotonic vitamin D supplement, and also in the we have a Isotonic calcium supplement. And unlike many people believe, you don't get calcium from milk unless, like you're saying, raw milk possibly. But you need three components to absorb milk. I mean, calcium, that would be vitamin D, calcium.
Sun, which you get from the sun, yeah.
And magnesium. However, there's five different kinds of calcium, and not everybody's body can absorb the same kind. So, you know, I think that the product that we carry is shopthesuperhighway.com. Isotonic Calcium Plus is the best out there. And also you could try that vitamin D because, like you said, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but getting sun is good. But then again, like, if you get too much sun, you have to have sunscreen because, you know, or you need to have sunscreen because otherwise
so,
it can cause cancer.
Right,
so.
Right. See, the thing is, I was reading the thing watching the movie, the news on that thing, and there's a doctor in there. They said a vitamin D supplementation they upped the intake on kids and children, and it's 400 IU per day in supplement, and so they need IU 400 IU per day in supplement, and they said that the supplements are especially important. See, they failed to acknowledge that actually the supplement, like, you know, let's say there's 400 IU in the capsule. I mean, in the tablet.
Right.
You know, they failed to mention that some kids, a lot of kids actually, especially those people who have a kids that has a leaky gut syndrome or what you call that. You know, they're not able to absorb that. You know, they're not able to absorb that the pills. So they're probably taking like maybe cut that in half, maybe 200 IU per day. So you're tiny kind of a you know, kind of guessing, you know. So the thing is, what else can parents do? And they said it would good for them to turn up the TV and send their kids outside. Okay. Yeah, but not most parents don't do that. You know, they say just 15 minutes to 20 minutes a day should be enough, and unless they burn easily. Yeah. And say don't put sunscreens on them until they have been outside for 10 minutes so they get a good stuff but not sun damage. See, you know, where's the line? You know, they're trying to tell you that. Oh, 15, 20 minutes, yeah, and, you know, pull them out of there when it gets burned, yeah. Okay, just like putting cookies in an oven, is that what you wanted, you know? Anyways, just taking the guess out of, you know, the guessing game out of the whole thing and supplement yourself, your kids with vitamin D and good, and Don was saying that Shopping Superhighway should be able to provide that for you. Also, let's talk about the jobless women woman actually trying to sue the college for tuition. The lady Tina Thompson filed a lawsuit last week against Monroe College in Bronx Supreme Court. The 27-year-old is seeking $70,000 after she spent on tuition. Thompson says she's been unable to find gainful employment since she received her information technology degree in April. She says the Bronx School's Office of Career Advancement hasn't provided her with the leads for advance it promises. Now, if she wins on this and the lawsuit, I mean, what stops me, because I have a degree, and what stops other people for like, suing other school? You know what I mean? I mean, so I think 7 out of 10, I think, people that comes out of the college that finds the job that you went to school for. I know that Winston, let's go with you real quick. I know you haven't gone to college yet, and I know you want to be like an astronaut or whatever, whatnot.
No.
Let's say you can't find a job when you get out of there. I mean, you think you would sue the college?
Well, I'm going to have to, first of all, I'm going to put myself in a sane asylum because that's just insane. Okay, that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to admit that. Because once you get out of, you're making that risk. That's why you gotta think ahead. I know we're running out of time, but you gotta think ahead from the standpoint that you might not get a job until maybe a couple of months after you do get out of college. Because, you know, if you're in doctorate, you know, more likely you're gonna get a job because that's more fastest job growing, more demand. But if you go for a lumberjack worker, well, I'm sorry. You know, it's not gonna work. So go to somewhere
right.
where you know you can do stuff, and also that it's a growing demand that's gonna keep growing. You know,
right.
I don't think she has any right to sue because you know it's not their fault. They're there to teach you and teach you only, not to sit there and tap you on your behind and say, okay, little children, let's go to work now.
Right, and also, I mean, it's like there's a lot of people out there you know, especially college, you know, in college right now, they're really looking forward to getting a job. That, you know, when they get out of school. I mean, newsflash for you, you might not get that job.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you know, they're appalled. And then when they get out of school, and they're like, man, you know, they've just wasted, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years of my life. But, you know, I mean, they did. You know, some of them are like, you know, had a good time, you know, in the college drinking days and all that stuff. But, you know, if they're looking for, I mean, they're looking for something that that will benefit them down the road. I mean, you know, looking for a job, it's not the right thing to do. Dylan, what do you think? Oh my God, I'm gonna have to mute you, Dawn, real quick, please. Okay. All right, Dylan, real quick, what do you think? You know, do you think this? You know, see that the lawsuit has a merit?
I think she's got a case, but you know.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, let's say
if the college is not providing her anything, it's not contacting her or giving her anything, you know, to advance, you know, her career. I think she has a merit. I mean, but again, if she's looking into something more than that, I don't think this is not going to go anywhere. I mean, you know. Real quick, you got about a minute. So, what'd you say to this? Do you have a degree?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm certified in things, you know,
Good. Things okay. Like
that. But I don't have a like college degree. But I think she has merit, and I think that like you should have a backup plan. You know, like. Second are what we have on franchise business, you know, have a backup plan so that way there you have money come, you know, if you work the business, you have money coming in, you can do what you love to do rather than doing some just for the money. But
right,
I do
so,
think
so,
she has merit because if they're telling
right.
her that, and I think she'll win because they want to keep it quiet, you know, they will want to keep it quiet that they couldn't get her a job. She's making
right.
a big deal out of it.
Exactly. So let's mute that again. Okay, Dylan, we're gonna go say goodbye. Dylan and Winston, thanks for coming in. Winston, when's your next show?
Maybe tomorrow at 7, maybe.
Tomorrow at 7?
No, before I leave. I don't know if I should do this before I leave. Let me ask you this. Do you have a widget or advertisement I can put on my website for marketamerica.com? Like any kind of market, like I can put a code in?
Absolutely.
Like
I will give you what they call the Shop It widget.
Good.
You know, I'll do that. I'll give that to you and give me an email. Email me an fponiente@gmail.com.
Tell me what you want on your website, Dylan, because I got your thing on there. Just email me what you want on there, like you design it yourself if you want to. I give you the password to it, and you can design
right.
it how you want to.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I'll do that. And
okay.
Dylan, we got to say goodbye, you know. Put down the beer bottle, and we'll... Well, say goodbye. Just wave. We can see you. You know.
Oh goodness.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, we gotta say goodbye. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. It's been a good night. Thanks again for people that called in. Winston Pitts. You can find him on blogtalkradio.com. Winston Pitts, and along with his psychic Dylan. Also, Don ShoppingSuperHowie.com. Later, guys.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah.